A warm welcome everyone to Amazing You. I am your host, Rani Thanakodi. I am a hypnotherapist and also a Mars Venus life and relationship coach and astrologer. I help women and men who feel stuck in their lives to overcome their emotional and physical issues by using a rapid and innovative hypnotherapy method to get rid of those issues so that they live a fulfilling life and relationships without spending years in therapy. Hi everyone, it's my great pleasure to talk to you today. How are you all doing? Today, as you think about yourself and your dreams, it's very important to take responsibility for your life. When you are a child between the ages of 0 to 7, you depend on your parents or carer for your basic needs, such as water, food, and shelter. And when a child's basic needs are not met, the child will cry and sometimes throw tantrums. No baby will blame their parents. Blame is something we create. It might be your parents or grandparents or other adults around you that have instilled that in you, their own sense of blame, and then you made it as though it is yours. And as a child grows into an adult, that person starts to blame the siblings, friends, spouse, government, society for the things that happen to them. It means that some deeper needs inside of that person have not been met, and that is why that person reacts that way. And we all have those needs to belong. As a hypnotherapist, most of my clients come with 3 main unmet needs. And these 3 main needs are, as identified by Marisa, I am not enough. The second one is, I am different, I cannot connect. And the third one is, it is not available to me. It can be love is not available to me, money is not available to me. I want to share with you a story. When I was around 8 or 9 years old, and I was in the classroom, and the classmate sitting next to me, we were sharing a book. And it happened somehow that she started writing in my book. I was upset. And the first thing I did, I immediately informed the class teacher, who scolded her in front of the whole class. For me, it was a way to stop my friend's behavior because I didn't know any other way. And that friend told me much later that this event has deeply hurt her. But as a child, you do not realize that your actions of blaming others can hurt other people around you. Have I been more bold at that time, I should have told her off myself. But now I realize that it was my way of getting attention and love from my class teacher. Now as an adult, I have that understanding and I can handle situations differently. So I would like you to think about those times in your life, whether in your childhood or adult years, where you have blamed others for things that happened to you, or others have blamed you for things that happened to them. And I am sure you didn't do it intentionally, and they didn't do it either. You did not know better how to deal with those situations. And the parents, friends, spouses around you who blame you, they didn't know better, and they did what they knew was right for that time and for them. And I want to share with you a few words from the poem by Cahill Gibran. And he says that as children, you are the sons and daughters of life longing for itself. And that you children, you come through your parents and not from them. So it's important to remember that our parents, they did their best. and they did the best that they knew, even if it was not always the right thing. So as the beautiful adult that you are now, you can change things by taking responsibility for your life. Responsibility means the ability to respond to things or situations in your life. You have a choice about how you respond to situations. You can respond in either a positive or a negative way to what people say to you or tell about you. Now that you have the ability to respond to events differently, blaming others will make you feel more miserable and more depressed. So here is a quote from Dr. John DeMartini that I would like to share with you. It goes ahead, "Do not be victims of history, but be masters of destiny." So this is your life. Do you hear me? Yes, this is your life. And now is your time. Take responsibility for your actions and for the things that you want to achieve. First, it starts by taking care of the way that you talk to yourself. And research has shown that when you start to take care of yourself, you feel better, you look better, and you attract better people and things. So many people say harsh and critical words to themselves. They hate themselves. They call themselves names such as stupid, and always criticizing themselves and blaming themselves. And they attract those people who blame others too. Because where focus goes, energy flows. And you have a choice about how you speak to yourself today. If you use a negative language, you will feel even more bad about yourself. But if you choose to use a positive language, you will feel more happy and you will see changes happening in your life. So now is the time to let go of your past and all these old beliefs. Let go of the words of the people who hurt you and that you have hurt, and start to heal that inner child within you and start to meet your own needs. Start to install some new beliefs that are yours. You have to give yourself what you want others to give to you. And my favorite quote from Dr. Wayne Dyer is, "You do not attract what you want. You attract what you are." So what do you want to attract for yourself? So I want to tell you, appreciate yourself and stop the negative self-talk. Start cheering yourself. Talk to yourself on a daily basis as you would talk to your best friend. What you tell yourself, your mind will give you back to you. Because your mind is the genie in the bottle. If you want love in your life, give yourself love. Tell yourself better words. I love you unconditionally. I appreciate you. You are so worthy. You deserve love. You are enough. Everybody loves me and appreciates me. And if you want trust in your relationships, start to tell yourself these words. I trust myself. Everybody around me trusts me too. The truth is, when you change your language, you change your life, as said by Marissa Beer. And I want you today to remember that you are always and will always be amazing in every way. Believe in yourself. So thank you for listening, and I wish you love and light.